Powered by Sanlam. Join your hosts as they take you through music ministration, exclusive interviews, award presentations, and everything building up to the big night. Catch the premiere on the 4th of December 2025 on Prime TV at 16 hours, Mozo TV at 18 hours, and Crown TV at 22 hours Central African Time. The RCV Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
Year, the RCV Music Awards will serve as a reminder of the truth that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. The theme for the RCV Music Awards 2025 is
Set Apart, Marked for Purpose.
It's a call to live differently, to carry the message of salvation to a world that desperately needs Jesus.
These words are more than a slogan. They are a declaration, a reminder that we as God's people are called to live differently, to be set apart in how we love and how we speak and how we stand for truth and righteousness.
Every performance, every story, every moment will echo this truth. We are set apart, marked for purpose.
From the stage to the red carpet, we invite artists, designers, producers, creatives, all believers to reflect on what it means to be set apart, marked for purpose.
See you on 6th December 2025 at Ciela Resort for the RCV Music Awards 2025, celebrating those set apart, marked for purpose.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Members of Parliament urged not to support reintroduction of Constitution Amendment Bill Number 7. Clergyman urges campus Christian associations to step up campaign against cohabiting. And Kenyan MPs accuse British soldiers of decades of sexual abuse. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has urged members of parliament not to support the reintroduced constitution amendment, Bill Number 7 of 2025. Yesterday's first deputy speaker, Malungo Tsangano, informed the National Assembly of the bill's return for possible enactment. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba said members of parliament must faithfully represent the people of Zambia by refusing to endorse a bill he believes does not serve the nation's best interests. The decision by government to retain a bill that was declared null and void by the Constitutional Court is not only treasonous but also disrespectful to the court, said Mr. Sinkamba. He warned that it is only a matter of time before those participating in the implementation of the Bill Number 7 face possible treason charges.
Because all those that are going to participate and supporting that particular bill will be accessories to the commission of the offense of treason. So the best they can do is to emulate what happened in 1999, somewhere there, when Dr. Chiluba wanted to make an amendment to the constitution for a third term. The ministers who were with him decided to resign.
Meanwhile, Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa has clarified that government did not withdraw from dialogue with the OASIS Forum regarding the Constitution Amendment Bill Number 7 of 2025, insisting it was the forum that chose to pull out from the process. Mr. Moetwa says the Oasis Forum entered the talks with what he described as a fixed and precedented position, arguing that such an approach undermines genuine dialogue. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Moetwa said dialogue does not work like that as it comes with a win-and-take environment. You cannot come to the table with a predetermined outcome. Government did not pull out. It is the Oasis Forum that took that route, said Mr. Moetwa. He explained that government has opted to suspend the engagement for now, but emphasized that the administration remains open to dialogue once the necessary background work is completed.
We are a law-abiding, government, and we respect the decisions of the court and do not interfere. We have also taken note that there are many citizens who are indicating that the punishment should have been more severe given the gravity of her insolence. But the law is the law, and the courts apportion punishment in line with the theories of punishment.
A Lusaka-based clergyman has appealed to Christian-led associations in universities and colleges to intensify campaigns against cohabiting among the young people. Dr. Patrick Osagi of RCCG Power Assembly Parish and RCCG Lusaka Province 1 says Christian groupings in higher learning institutions must take deliberate steps to sensitize students on the social, spiritual and moral dangers of cohabiting. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Osagi expressed concern over the increasing levels of cohabiting among youths despite the presence and active participation of various Christian associations on campus. Christian associations in learning institutions must complement the church by preaching the word of God and denouncing sinful activities such as cohabiting, said Dr. Osagi. He stressed that cohabiting should not be normalized, describing it as a sinful practice that damages society and threatens the sanctity of marriage. Dr. Osagi further encouraged young people to desist from cohabiting and urged them to follow the proper marriage procedures if they wish to live together.
Quickly, if you are the guy, set up a meeting with your relatives and go and see the relatives of that girl. Let them charge you. Pay that payment. Make sure that matter is resolved so that, you can now normalize your relationship, with this lady. There's dignity in it, people, now the girl is staying in your house. People ask, is it your wife? You can't answer. I don't even know. Is it your wifey, girlfriend, concubine, which is which, or your personal assistant? And then you are keeping another person's daughter. Get putting her in the marriage way. Making her, getting her pregnant. She's having children. What if that girl dies? What is going to happen?
Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote says the Accelerating Sustainable and Clean Energy Access Transformation Program, funded by the World Bank Group, aims to connect 1.6 million Zambians to electricity, with over 600,000 households expected to benefit over the next 5 years. The Ascent program, launched in Lusaka today, brings together various stakeholders and private sector partners in a national effort to expand access to clean, reliable and sustainable energy across the country. Speaking during the launch, Mr. Chikote also announced a significant reduction in electricity connection fees from 4,846 kwacha to 300 kwacha effective December 22, 2025. Energy is the key driver of economic growth, and there is need for a mindset shift if we are to achieve this milestone by 2030, said Mr. Chikote. The minister noted that statistics indicate that 600 million Africans still lack access to electricity, a situation that reflects the broader challenges of poverty on the continent. He further commended the World Bank Group for allocating $200 million to the Ascent program, saying the initiative is aligned with Zambia's Vision 2030 goal of achieving universal access to electricity.
All of us, like you are here from World Bank, we did attend the 300 mission initiative in Tanzania to make sure that the numbers that we have been given, as Africa, they have said 600
countries need you, people have no access to electricity. That speaks the volume of poverty. The larger the number, the more poverty is among us.
In African news, Kenya's parliament has accused British soldiers of decades of sexual abuse, killings, human rights violations, and environmental destruction while training in the country. The report